Joining us now on the line is our very good friend. He's joined us on the show many times in the past. Martin Hall, the director of golf instruction at Ibis. Of course, he's a multi-talented guy, Pat. He's also Morgan Pressel's swing coach. He's also a spokesman for the Smart Stick, which we'll find out about. And he's also, I would think, the swing coach for his lovely wife, Lisa, who just won. And congratulations to your wife, Lisa, Martin, for winning the Australian Ladies Masters last week.
Yeah, that was rather nice, I must say. That was rather nice. Thanks. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, Martin.
Good. Good morning to you. Now, I would assume, you know, obviously you teach a lot of different pupils. Are you the only swing coach for your wife, Lisa, or does she have other coaches?
No, actually, I'm the only swing coach she's ever had in probably 25 years. I mean, I've taught her since she first started to play 25 years ago, so it's been quite a journey, up and down and round and about and, you know, good times and bad times, but that's sport. And, you know, the last 9 months have been great. She's won three times, won twice in Europe, and just won the Australian Masters, as you said, so it's terrific.
Are you worried, Martin, that she's going to start overshadowing you as the most well-known of the duo?
She's always overshadowed me. There's no doubt she's the one with the brains in the family, and I refer to her as she who must be obeyed. That's all there is to it.
Wow, smart man.
Well, we all do that.
Smart
Anybody
man.
That's married does that.
Yeah. Martin's wife, Lisa, of course, is a former LPGA Rookie of the Year, and she's making a nice comeback in her career. She just took out a field that included Akari Webb, Laura Davies, and Ai Miyazato last week in Gold Coast, Australia, at the Australia Ladies Masters. And then, Martin, one of your other star pupils, Morgan Pressel, just completed three rounds of play at the SBS. Annika Sorenstam winning the first LPGA Tour event of the season. But Morgan making a paycheck of $3,200. She had rounds of 73, 71, and 74 en route to a plus 218 at the Turtle Bay Resort. How do you think she looked this week?
Well, I think, you know, I've spoken to her two or three times. She said she hit the ball well. She just said she felt she putted horribly. You know, and those greens in Hawaii are rather difficult. I mean, they're very grainy. But obviously you can put well on them because Annika did and so did some others. But, I mean, Morgan thought yesterday, which was actually her highest score of the week, she said the ball striking was about as good as it could be. And she may as well have putted with one hand off the club and her eyes closed. She said she would have done better doing that. She said her putting was horrible. So we've actually got a conference call between her and a caddy and me at 5 o'clock this afternoon to come up with a sort of a bit of a plan for next week at Coalina. You know, I think it's a little bit difficult at times when you come off a two-month layoff. You need to knock the rust off a little bit. And, you know, I mean, I know that you and Pat know involved in sport. I mean, it ain't always easy. You know, there's lessons to be learned, and, you know, clearly we need to sort of do a little bit of something with the putting. We've worked very hard on a long game this winter, which she did very well with, and now I think we need to switch the attention to the putting a bit.
Hey, Martin, I would assume that Morgan's ultimate goal is to be number one and win a bunch of Grand Slams, but does she have yearly or monthly goals, and if so, how involved with those goals are you?
I don't know if she does or she doesn't. I'm not involved in them. I encourage her not to set goals, which I know is not necessarily the norm, Pat, but I mean, I've been influenced by some people that I think goal setting can be, I think it's great in business where, you know, it's perhaps a bit easier to control the outcome to some degree. But in sport, I think goal setting can be very dangerous because you set yourself up to fail. I mean, if your goal is to be, I don't know, let's say your goal was to be top five in the world by the end of this year. You can't really control that because you might have five players who just play, you know, have the seasons of their life, and you might end up a sixth in the world, but you didn't reach your goal. I mean, I think for anybody who's taking it seriously, if they're performance goals and you want to say, you know, I gave it 100% effort for the year, I think that's worthy. I think that's a great objective, but to you know, to put a number on it, like I'm going to win four tournaments, or I'm going to have four top fives, or I'm going to, you know, win $2 million, some of that is out of your control. So, I mean, I'm not a believer in setting goals that are really out of your control. So I don't know what hers are. I don't know if she sets them, but I certainly have never encouraged her to set goals. I've just encouraged her to strive for excellence and be the best she can be.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. Broadcasting live this morning from Binks Forest Golf Club in Wellington. And our good buddy Martin Hall, the director of golf instruction at Ibis, joining us here on the line. Martin, so multi-talented. He's a swing coach for his lovely wife, Lisa, who just won last week. Also Morgan Pressel, who, of course, broke through in a huge way last year, notching her first ever career LPGA Tour victory in a major. And Martin is now also the spokesman for a brand new instructional tool that made its debut at the PGA Merchandise Show about a month ago in Orlando. It's the Smart Stick. It uses green lasers and a wrist bar. It's an orange stick that's about 2.5 feet long, and it focuses on the plane. Martin, give us an idea for this new instructional tool.
Well, you know, what's really unique about this product is that even in the brightest of South Florida sunlight, you can see where the end of the club is pointing, and in so doing, you can really check how your plane is, which has never been able to be done before. I mean, we've had red lasers that people can use inside, but never on the range at midday and in the brightest sunlight, so that makes it very, very unique. I mean, it's a great tool for teachers, and it's equally and probably even a better tool for amateurs who want to understand the plane. You know, we hear about the plane. It's not an easy concept for people to get their head around. But here's what I can tell you, listeners, for sure. The better you are at swinging on plane, the better the shots you will hit. No exceptions to that rule. I mean, the better you are on plane, the better shots you will hit. And pretty good chance if you're hitting a lot of squirrely shots, you're not on a plane that could hit the ball straight. So I think the plane is absolutely essential. I actually have Ben Hogan on video actually saying to Ken Venturi that he didn't feel he really got great at golf until he truly understood the plane, and that had a profound effect on me. So I spent goodness knows how many years trying to understand that plane and do better with it. And I'm very pleased to be associated with this product, the Smart Stick. I think it's great. It was really well received at the PGA Show. We sold out. I mean, if we'd had more there, we would have sold more. And then the response since the show has been terrific. We've got people coming from China and Russia and Thailand and all over the world. And I actually told my general manager the other day I might come back as his worst nightmare. I might join as a member.
Hey, Martin, looking just at the brochure, because I haven't had the pleasure of actually holding the Smart Stick, but but looking at your picture in the on the brochure, the thing that actually intrigues me is the ability of the Smart Stick to sort of keep your wrists in place. One of my problems is at impact, I tend to bow my wrist in instead of bowing it out and driving through the ball. And it looks like the Smart Stick keeps those wrists to the point where you're not – for somebody like me who tends to bow the wrist in and then end up flipping it, particularly left, and it looks like the Smart Stick helps keep those wrists in position. Is that another factor involved with the Smart Stick?
Absolutely. I mean, well spotted, and indeed that's a great factor. You know, the two things, I mean, I've taught pretty much every day for 30 years, and the two things I've seen on a consistent basis from club players are they either swing off plane or they have bad things happening with the wrists at the bottom. And then the Smart Stick takes care of both of those, trains you to do the proper thing in both of those respects. Yeah, I mean, the wrist bar certainly helps you understand what a correct motion with your left hand through the hitting area should be. And, you know, rather than just verbalizing, it actually helps the student feel it. And you know, when you feel it, you've got a very good chance then to repeat it and apply it to a golf ball. I would have to say, I mean, the results we've had with it have been terrific. You know, I mean, if anybody listening who wants to know a bit more about it, have a go at the website, smartstickgolf.com. There's a lot of interesting information there. And, you know, let people make an educated decision. But it's worth taking a few minutes to go have a look at, I think.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of holding one, Martin, a couple weeks ago. Nate Gans, the executive VP of sales for Smart Stick, came by the Honda Classic office, and I took a look at it. And, you know, you're exactly right. When I'm swinging on plane and I'm keeping my right elbow close to my body and I'm coming from inside to out, I'm hitting good shots. But I obviously, just like any golfer that's a 12 or 13 or 14 handicap, very often that right elbow gets away from my body and I start coming over the top. And, you know, whenever I see my divots are pointing left, I know that I'm going to be hitting bad shots. But, you know, that's exactly what this new instruction tool works on. staying on plane and swinging through the target and getting that good plane so where your divots are pointing straight and not going left or right. And you're exactly right. Check them out online. SmartStickGolf.com is the website. You can also give them a call at 877-GOLF-909. That's the phone number. So the website is SmartStickGolf.com, phone number 877-GOLF-909. And Martin, it's always a pleasure. Martin Hall, Director of Golf Instruction at IBIS, thank you so much for joining us, and we really look forward to talking to you again.
You're very welcome, and look forward to seeing you over there at the Honda Classic, guys.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Martin. Appreciate it. There he is, Martin Hall, good friend of the program, Director of Golf Instruction at IBIS. He's also the swing coach for Morgan Preston,
Break.
One of the best young players in the world. Swing coach for his lovely wife, Lisa. Just won the Australian Masters last week. How about that? And now spokesperson for Smart Stick Golf.